The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right. Once again, pleasing to be live. Let's see. I don't think there's anything else that can happen. We had the power problem at GCN. Then we had the internet problem here. And then I was sick before that. I don't know what's left. We should be good to go. Good evening. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. I'm really, let me apologize. I have had a bad sense of timing since, March, mid-March, when I got sick. So I apologize for that. And I'm sorry that I haven't been here when I'm supposed to be here. I've seen some people coming into the chat room informing me of such things as if somehow or other I have control over certain things, which I don't. But that's all beside the point. Wednesday, we're going to be joined for the first time by Reed Hendricks of Valor Ridge. You may have heard about Reed when he was, he shared camera time with James Yeager at Tactical Response. And then there was this acrimonious breakup between the two. Nobody really knows what happened. And quite honestly, I couldn't care less. But Reed is an instructor from the old school. Or at least in the way he thinks, and we're going to talk with him this coming Wednesday. Right now, our president is talking about going to Hiroshima. And I want to talk about that simply because it needs to be in a degree of context. Now, the time that we dropped two atomic bombs in Hiroshima and Nagasaki, this has been the only ever wartime use of nuclear weapons in history. And nobody really knows how many got killed with this. So there's a guesstimate around 140,000. That's, do we know? We don't. The atomic attacks shocked Hirohito and the Japanese militarists into surrendering. And John Kerry just went to Hiroshima. He became the first Secretary of State to do this, purportedly as a precursor to a planned visit next month by Obama, who is rumored to be considering an apology to Japan for America's dropping of the bomb 71 years ago. Using nuclear weapons on civilians, or anybody for that matter, really, is inexplicable unless you take a look at the context in which this occurred. We'll get to the punchline in just a minute. In 1943, Roosevelt, the British Prime Minister Churchill, insisted on unconditional surrender of Axis aggressors. No armistice, no treaties, no truces, surrender. The bomb was originally envisioned to be used against the Nazis and to take from them their will to fight. But the Third Reich had already collapsed by July 1945 when the bomb was ready for use, leaving Imperial Japan as the sole surviving Axis target. And they had just demonstrated with some quite insane defense of Okinawa, where more than 12,000 Americans died and more than 50,000 were wounded, along with perhaps 200,000 Japanese military and civilian casualties, that it would make the Americans pay a very high price for victory that they might negotiate an armistice rather than demand surrender. They couldn't wait for us to get to mainland Japan. Tens of thousands of Americans had already died in taking the Pacific Islands as a way to get close enough to bomb Japan. The Midway. Midway, Iwo Jima, very storied battles that, you know, took quite a while to conquer. On March the 9th and 10th, 1945, B-29 bombers dropped an estimated 1,665 tons of napalm, which was also a World War II product, came out then. They dropped this on Tokyo, causing at least as many deaths as later in Hiroshima. Just more bombs to accomplishment. Dropping napalm on wood and paper houses. Over the next 3 months, American attacks leveled huge swaths of urban Japan. U.S. planes dropped about 60 million leaflets on Japanese cities telling citizens to evacuate and to get their leaders to cease fire. Japan refused to surrender and upped its resistance with thousands of kamikaze airstrikes. By the time of the atomic bombings, the U.S. Air Force was planning to transfer from Europe much of the idle British and American bombing fleet to join the B-29s in the Pacific. Perhaps 5,000 Allied bombers would then have saturated Japan with napalm. That would have been nightmarish. The atomic bombings prevented that incendiary storm to occur. The bombs also cut short plans for an invasion of Japan, an operation that would have cost us 1 million Allied lives and at least 3 to 4 times that number of well-prepared, well-supplied Japanese defenders. There were also some 2 million Japanese soldiers fighting throughout the Pacific, China, Burma, not on mainland Japan. Hundreds of thousands of Allied prisoners and Asian civilians being held in Japanese prisoner of war and slave labor camps. The bombs stopped all of that as well. The Soviet Union, which signed a non-aggression pact with Japan in 1941, had opportunistically attacked Japan on the very day of the Nagasaki bombing. By us cutting short the Soviet invasion, the bombing saved not only millions more lives, but kept the Soviets out of post-war Japan, which otherwise might have experienced a catastrophe similar to the subsequent Korean War. World War II, without a doubt, was the most deadly event in human history. 60 million people died in this war. 10 million a year. Between the Germany invasion of Poland and the official Japanese surrender. No natural disaster, neither the flu pandemic of 1918 nor even the 14th century bubonic plague that killed nearly two-thirds of Europe's population, comes anywhere close to the death toll of World War II. And 80% of the dead were civilians, mostly Russians and Chinese, who died at the hands of Nazi Germany and Imperial Japan. Both aggressors deliberately executed and starved to death millions of innocent people. And it was also one of the few wars in history in which the losers, Japan and Germany, lost fewer lives than did the winners. There were roughly 5 times as many deaths on the Allied side, both military and civilian, as on the Axis side. So it's all fine and good for Kerry and for Obama to honor the Hiroshima and Nagasaki victims. But in a historical and moral sense, any such commemoration must be offered in the context of Japanese and German aggression. Nazi Germany and Imperial Japan started the respective European and Pacific theaters of World War II with surprise attacks on neutral nations. They waged a uniquely barbaric war that led to the death of some 50 million Allied soldiers, civilians, and neutrals, a toll more than 500 times as high as that of Hiroshima. Maybe we should remember those 50 million and who were responsible for their deaths as we're out there wanting to think about apologizing for us being better at combat. This is why they say war is hell. This is why it should be avoided. Unapologetic. Altogether unapologetic. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
for an edge. Eliminating the false. Creating a fusion between man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions. S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shape the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds downrange in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At TCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days? That's right, gold owners made 17% in only 3 months as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first-ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or go online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government-issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Future returns not indicative of future results.
Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. Number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection.
This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. This next little ditty that I saw, Bill, is this second? No, not necessarily, but at the same time, as a military veteran, I look at this and it causes me pain. Pain in my fourth point of contact. Now, I thought it couldn't get any worse. Except now that the military leadership are instructing military personnel to run, hide, and then fight if necessary, talking about dismounted terrorist attacks. Robert Balserzak, the Deputy Chief of Anti-Terrorism for U.S. Army Europe, I don't know what rank Mr. Balserzak is, says the recent attacks that we have seen in Brussels and Turkey really highlight that we are facing a significant and persistent threat throughout the theater. Except we also know that the one time that we fought them face to face, we cleaned up the floor with them. We know that. Balserzak says in a statement that responsive troops caught up in a terror attack really depends on the situation. In the event of an active shooter, the DOD, the DOD stresses to run, hide, and then fight if necessary. Perhaps most important, if the host nation of U.S. security is responding, be very cooperative with the law enforcement and careful you do not make yourself a suspect. I saw a guy the other day in Turkey. I don't know if he was indigenous or what he was, but he was there, and he walked up on a military member, and he tried to saw his head off while the guy was standing there. The military member got into a little tuckus with him and everything, a little wrestling match, and won. But they just walked up to him and tried to saw his head off. And the response, that our troops, and let's take stock of what our troops have become. Our troops, in a lot of cases, the military has become a petri dish for a societal experiment run by this administration. Now they're being told to run and hide and fight if you have no other choice. Defense Secretary Ashton Carter addressed the Corps of Cadets at the U.S. Military Academy at West Point Wednesday and said that the terror bombings in Brussels were a grim reminder of how serious are the dangers we face, the dangers civilization and our country face. One general, no kidding, I'm not making this up, one general advised even using an iPhone application to alert authorities if an individual notices suspicious behavior. It's like stop attack. Lieutenant General Ben Hodges, the USSR commander, which is the command I served under in Europe, said the reality of these attacks highlights the need for us all to be vigilant. I urge everyone to be aware of their local security situation. Listen to the Armed Forces Network and local news outlets and ensure you are signed up for the emergency communication systems ad hoc with your local garrison so that you may have the latest updates. I don't know what that is. I'd like to know what ad hoc is. If you see something that you think is suspicious, there are many different vehicles you can use to report. iReport is a downloadable app that you can get on your smartphone, which would make a quick way to report any suspicious activity. Or you can go online to any one of the USSR web pages to iWatch. It's the same mechanism. So now you either have to have mobile service or internet connectivity to report a terrorist attack in action as a military member when you should be tooling up and getting ready to go do your pipe hitting. The Defense Department and the State Department renewed and tightened travel restrictions and warnings on the ISIS threat throughout Europe and in Turkey for U.S. citizens and the more than 60,000 U.S. military personnel in Europe, with special emphasis on the upcoming Easter holiday weekend. This was prior to Easter. I wonder what Patton would have said to this. I wonder what Douglas MacArthur would have said to this. I wonder what this latest Marine Corps general they wanted to draft, remember, General Mattis? I wonder what he would say to this. What would gun-grabbing McChrystal say to this? What would Petraeus say to this? Run, hide, and then fight if you don't have any choice. I take issue with this. I take issue with this. On the other hand, for those of you who think that we can be conquered in martial law, this should tell you right here what kind of military we've got that we're fielding right now. They've got the toys, they've got the tools, they've got everything that they need, except we've become so, the military seems like it's become like a college campus now, with microaggressions and safe spaces, and I read just the other day that the Citadel, which believe me, the Citadel here in deep south of South Carolina, they're considering letting the burqa be worn, or the hijab, I can't remember which one it is, when in fact, do you want to know why they call the clothing that they issue in the military a uniform? That's because uniformly, everybody looks the same. Everybody is outfitted the same. Everyone is equipped the same. And yet we're now allowing for some special snowflakes hither and yon to suddenly pop up and wear whatever they want to wear, grow the beard if they want to grow the beard, or pray if they want, or not even, hey, I don't want to be deployed there. I don't want to go there and fight. I don't want to honor my part of the contract that said I would go and fight. You know, when I signed up, it was kind of an unspoken thing that if I'm needed, I'd go somewhere and fight. But I don't want to do that. I don't want to go nowhere and fight. No, I don't want to do that. I really don't. It's not good for me. It's not working. It's not working as my granddaughter. Not working. No kidding. Let's get us a seance together. Let's get a VA seance together, and let's conjure up. Well, let's start with Jackson, since he just got kicked off the $20 bill. I'm sure he's got a few things he would like to say. And Patton and, Eisenhower and some of these other... Bradley was a very soft-spoken man who would kill you in a heartbeat. And we got Mattis. We could invite him to sit in on the seance. And let's just conjure up all these old warriors whose only job was to go out there and conquer, and let them look at the state of things and look at the iPhone app and everything. Hey, everybody needs to go out there right now. What is it called? And get the iReport. Go to your app store right now and get iReport so you can report any terrorist incidents that happen around here to U.S. Army Europe. That's got to be at least as good as them having it in Europe. Oh, dear God, U.S. military, what have you become? We will be right back.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, a place for mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first ever U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
Yes, we continue as we proceed. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Let me, I figured out exactly what was going on with my throat and why some of it. So I'm working on that too. And POTS, yes, things are straightened out now. I'm not sick. GCN is good to go, and I am good to go. Just had this horrible sense of timing. Everything just sort of happened in the first quarter. It was horrible. I'd like to say that I'm, I always thought that members of Congress and congressional committees, in the course of discussing their constituents' concerns and needs, appointed nonpartisan staff lawyers who know the laws they're affecting inside and out to draft a bill to correct issues identified in session, and that bills could only be introduced by a member of Congress. Now, I thought that was the way things are, or maybe I picked the wrong week to quit sniffing glue. I'm not sure which it is. Now, former NASA astronaut Mark Kelly, husband of former U.S. Representative Gabby Giffords, was in Illinois this week, not to see the sights, but to set his sights on more gun control. Kelly told the Daily Herald editorial board Friday he wants to require all employees of a gun shop to be background checked instead of just the person holding the business license. And he thinks this will cut down on gun violence in Illinois.
Kelly said,
and I quote, "There are often people who work at licensed gun dealers who traffic in firearms. They might sell guns out the back or be aware of straw purchasing that is occurring and either allow it to continue to occur often or involved in it." He also alleged that 40% of guns found at crime scenes in Illinois come from gun stores, and a lot of those guns are trafficked illegally. That is an astounding statement. So, astronaut, here's a statistic. 60% of guns recovered in crimes in Chicago were first sold in other states. Another statistic, 82.9% of assailants in the shootings committed in the city of Chicago, Illinois, are never caught. 82.9% of assailants are never caught. Chicago PD currently holds a pathetic 15.4% homicide clearance rate. So that means 86% of them go uncleared. And the answer to this, according to this brilliant NASA astronaut, is that gun store employees are the problem. This is why I laugh at gun control people. Just their ideas are laughable. Somehow creating another gun law in Illinois, this time subjecting more law-abiding citizens, small businesses, and Illinois residents with a paying job to undergo additional scrutiny in response to criminals' actions should take a backseat to, I don't know, solving crimes committed with guns or getting dangerous criminals and illegal weapons off the streets and perhaps just a dash of criminal justice reform to ensure those criminals don't jail, probation, and repeat. But, of course, I never made it through astronaut school, so what would I know about this? Kelly's bill is called the Gun Dealer Licensing Act, would also mandate Illinois gun store employees get training on identifying gun traffickers, and would allow Illinois to audit the state's 2,400 gun shops to ascertain compliance with state and federal laws. The full text will be available for review after it's introduced in the State House when the session resumes, excuse me. He said it is sponsored by Representative Kathleen Willis and Senator Don Harmon, both Democrats. Hopefully it will be on a toilet roll. Kelly said, "We didn't want to look bad many years later after the next Sandy Hook and the one after that and be regretful we didn't try to help." State Senator Ed Sullivan said he thinks the Gun Dealer Licensing Act sounds like a solution in search of a problem. Most gun store employees in Illinois are already going to have an FOID card and already have a background check. People are just throwing spatter on the wall and seeing what sticks. Is there anybody out there that thinks the gun industry is not regulated enough already? Is there anybody out there that thinks maybe that just one more law would make a big difference? Should it matter that 85.4% of homicides in Chicago, Illinois, go uncleared? And then only, 82.9% of the assailants are never caught. Should that matter before we start, If you've got an FOID card, in any other state, they would call you an FBI agent. Because you've been through a whole lot of vetting. Now, while I was away, if I were to tell you how my latest technical difficulty began, it's funny. If I wasn't so busy trying not to break things that I couldn't replace. There's a lot of pieces here that if I were to smash them, like I was thinking I should, I would still be just as messed up. But, I mean, it's really good to be back. But, of course, while I was gone, Hillary Clinton got out there. She went to a gun violence forum in Philadelphia where she said there are too many guns in America and the gun lobby's power is almost unmatched when it comes to competing special interests in Washington. I quote, "When it comes to guns, we have just too many guns on the streets, in our homes, in our neighborhoods. And you know, there's been a lot of talk in this campaign, in the primary campaign, about the power of certain interests in our country. And we do have a bunch of powerful interests, make no mistake about it, but there's no more powerful lobby than the gun lobby. Of course, they wouldn't pay her quarter mil every time she spoke out like the bank she spoke to." And for all of those who think that the I've never been a big fan of the Koch brothers, and I was vindicated the other day when they got out and said, you know, Clinton might be better than either Trump or Cruz. Now, there are those that would say, well, of course, Hillary has to say this in front of the Democratic base because, you know, many of them clamor for gun control. And, you know, this is a way to drive a wedge because Sanders, despite his anti-gun stances, is almost pro-gun compared to her. His rating with the NRA is awful, but as a congressman, he did vote for the PLCAA, the Protection of Lawful Commerce and Arms Act, which is under attack now in Connecticut, illegally so. He's from a constitutional carry state that has no gun control at all, none, no state gun control at all, where anywhere from 70 to 80% of their residents own guns for hunting and target practice. And yet, somehow, Vermont is not awash in blood like one city in Illinois. On April 22nd, Clinton ventured into Connecticut, where she said she would spend time working to change gun culture if elected president. That would be fun. And a meeting with families of gun violence victims in Hartford, Connecticut today, Hillary Clinton vowed to use every single minute of every day to change the gun culture in America. That means you're going to have to talk to us. You're going to have to stop talking to the choir, and you're going to have to actually come and engage us. You understand that, right? We won't be too open to some of your demands. Participants at the event included Erica Smigielski, daughter of Sandy Hook Elementary School principal Don Hawksprung, and Nelba Marquez Green, whose six-year-old daughter, Anna Grace, was also among the Sandy Hook victims. Wave that bloody shirt. We'll be right back.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days? That's right, gold owners made 17% in only 3 months, as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first-ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or go online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government-issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or 800-544-3533.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Now, this comes from the desk of Doug Giles. Now, Doug has been on my show more than once. He is the editor and chief cook and bottle washer at Clash Daily. And he put this article out the other day, and I think this bears reading verbatim. The title of this, Dear Second Amendment Lovers, read this before you blow off Trump or Cruz. Which, by the way, Doug is an aficionado of guns. So, verbatim, from the desk of Doug Giles. No matter how much Trump calls Cruz Lion Ted, if Cruz becomes a nominee, I'll vote for him. In addition, if Trump gets the nod, I will also rock up come election day and vote for the Donald. Matter of fact, if Rance and Romney somehow hornswoggle the nomination from Trump or Cruz and unrighteously bequeath it to Jeb's lazy-eyed quasi-Republican step-nephew named Dilbert Bush, who makes W look like a Menzies president, I, too, will pony up and vote for that vapid clunk. So why am I so pliable to this election cycle with whomever the right yields up? Is it because I lack constitutional conviction? Is it because I'm not fully committed to the Trump revolution? Heck, if I know it could be. Call me squishy, but I'm not a hashtag never Cruz or a hashtag never Trump dude, but a hashtag never Hillary man. That I know for sure. Anyone but Hillary is my mantra, and with that funky bottom line base note, I can make the case for Trump, Cruz, Kasich, Ryan Seacrest, Carrot Top, and Prince. Maybe not Prince now. Over that slab of spoiled halibut. Hillary will be an angry and old dilatation of Obama's bollocks on steroids. My prediction is that her reign will be much akin to listening to your drunk aunt do karaoke to the extended cut of Jethro Tull's Thick as a Brick. Pure political torture. Kill me now, O Lord. The reasons for my animus towards the thought of of the Hilda Beast in the White House are both deep and multitudinous. For the sake of this short column, I'll give you just one reason why I'm a Trump and or Cruz cheerleader. Are you ready? Call me simple, but for this offering it is, drum roll, please. My guns. I love big guns, and I cannot lie, you other brothers can't deny. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, my name is Doug Giles, and I am a gunaholic. Why do I love guns? Here's five off-the-cuff reasons. I'm a hunter, number one. Number two, I love the smell of gunpowder. Number three, recoil is fun. Number four, my job as a man is to protect innocent people. Number five, it's a great tyrant deterrent. Just ask our nation's founders. As a Second Amendment cheerleader, how do I dislike Hillary? Let me count the ways. I dislike her because Hillary has been a longtime anti-gun wench. In case you missed it, Hillary said this week, when it comes to guns, we have just too many guns. She said the aforementioned at a church with the former AG Eric Holder, who supplied weapons to Mexican drug runners via Fast and Furious in attendance. Quaint, isn't it? In addition, this week, the spawn of the Hildebeest, Chelsea Clinton, informed a crowd in Maryland that now that Scalia is deceased, there is an opportunity for a gun grab to pass the Supreme Court, and I quote, "It matters to me that my mom also recognizes the role that the Supreme Court has when it comes to gun control. With Justice Scalia on the bench, one of the few areas where the court actually had an inconsistent record relates to gun control. Sometimes the court upheld local and state gun control measures as being compliant with the Second Amendment, and sometimes the court struck them down. So if you listen to Mom's Demand Action and the Brady Campaign, the major efforts pushing for smart, sensible, and enforceable gun control across our country, disclosure, have endorsed my mom. They say they believe the next time the court rules on a gun control, it will make a definitive ruling. So it matters to me that my mom is the only person running for president who not only constantly makes the connection, but also has a strong record on gun control and standing up to the NRA. So with that said, when it gets to November, which November is, let's see, we're in the fourth month. So November is 7 months away, 200 and some odd days away. When it comes down to November, I'll be voting my guns. Hashtag vote your guns, peeps, and say with me, all of you gun lovers, hashtag never Hillary. I put up a little cartoon on my Facebook where it has Trump and Cruz, hashtag never Trump, hashtag never Cruz, laying on their backs because they were standing across from each other and they shot each other. And a caricature of Clinton is just standing there going, ah, you guys make it easy for me. Now we got the Koch brothers saying, ah, Clinton wouldn't be so bad. Her rhetoric, the way she would govern would not be the way her rhetoric is. But that's all we've got to go on, Koch brothers, Coach brothers, whatever your names are. I'm glad you got a lot of money. Maybe you guys need to shut up. Shut up. I'm tired of, have you noticed that everybody that wants to chime in is a septuagenarian at least? And to them I say, boys and girls, your time has passed. You have run us into the ground. If you were a pilot, you would be that German pilot that flew us straight into the side of the mountain. Your time is over. Over. Now, Obama has had enough of us, and with Congress, not bending to his will regarding essential points, which, you know, he wants to take the Second Amendment and streamline it. Contour it, if you will. The rights of citizens having guns, that's not a big deal to him. He started this year with a bang, having his team scour the thousands of pages of federal laws to find loopholes that they could fill. He proposed a new executive action to which we all must react. Some of the proposals are innocuous or of the nature that do not create argument. Of the innocuous categories, and encouraging greater communication between the feds and state governments regarding criminal history information. There's a lot of felons in New Jersey that aren't in the background check system. Maybe they should be added. One proposal, not too many would argue with, would be the hiring of new FBI personnel to conduct background checks, make it better. The environment that he has created encouraged an enormous increase in gun purchases, thus more gun owners will be happy getting clearance faster, except, of course, the criminals who get rejected. Those proposals sparked a discussion regarding background checks. The anti-gun people keep talking about the internet loophole and the gun show loophole, when in fact there is no such loophole as either one of those. Number One Sun stated that if many people keep commenting about this, there must be something to it. So, there is nothing to it, though. But, you know, it's my obligation as an advocate to come out and fight with them. And, you know, maybe in a way, maybe I should reach out and contact the Brady Campaign. The Brady Campaign to Prevent Gun Violence was founded in 1974 as a National Council to Control Handguns. It was later renamed, rebranded, after James Brady, who was shot during the assassination attempt on Reagan. He later served along with his wife as co-chair of the group. Brady agreed that anyone who buys a gun, either through a gun store, the internet, or a gun show, from someone who holds a FFL, must go through a background check. Certain states like California, everyone must go through a background check. Brady sent me literature stating that 40% of guns are acquired without a background check. Since the FBI has stated that 23,141,970 guns, which, based on the Brady statistics, that's only 60% of the guns sold, okay, that were on the background checks conducted in 2015. That would mean that roughly 15 million guns were transferred without a background check. So that means nearly 40 million guns changed hands. That's good. No wonder the gun industry is so high. They're moving so high. Since these people would not have access to the manufacturers to obtain those guns, it seems like sort of an astronomical figure to me. But we'll pick this up on the other side. We'll just carry on with this when we get back. This is Lock and Load.
What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard-to-get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com.
The weapons you want without any delays.
Looking for an edge. Eliminating the faults. Creating a fusion between man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions. S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shape the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds down range in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.